He's locked in, dialed up, pushing limits. And by the end of his set, he's left behind a glistening puddle of what science will someday classify as a biohazard. Meet the bench wetter. He doesn't notice, doesn't care. He just grabs his Red Bull, adjusts his headphones, and walks away, leaving you to clean up a puddle that legally requires gloves. This is a gym, not a crime scene cleanup. Remember, January resolutions are fragile, and they do not survive sitting in someone else's sweat. Wipe it down, because progress shouldn't be moist.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. There we go. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Today, January the 12th, every year, Kiss a Ginger Day.
Here's written. National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Long, luxurious.
Flowing red hair.
It's time to celebrate Kiss a Ginger Day.
Let's see a big open mouth, sloppy kiss.
With tongues.
No tongues.
Oh. No tongues.
Oh, my porcelain ginger-haired prankster.
Huck her up, baby.
Happy Kiss a Ginger Day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
I always figured that Alexa was a ginger. I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, thank you for joining us. Thanks so much for listening to the program. Thanks so much for coming out to the grand opening weekend at the Vaughn. Man, oh man. We had 501 Coyotes, David Hott's band on Friday, and then we had the Chapsticks on Saturday, and that place was hopping. All downtown was hopping on Saturday night. It was just amazing. Friday was great. Saturday was just a bomb all over the place, so in a good way. So that was really, really cool. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about Tommy Bryant coming up at the Vaughn on Friday, our good friend and noteworthy season 2 winner. Tommy Bryant will be joining us at the Vaughn on Friday night. Okay, so on today's program, of course, we have your 5 random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in da news. We've got some other things that we'll do, but then we got this. It's 2026, and the trailblazing, cutting-edge trend on social media right now is 2016. Yeah, revisiting what was popular 10 years ago. And they're using a hashtag, bring back 2016. So we're going to talk about this. Plus, we've got our top list, of course, top things a time traveler from 2016 would say today. All right, that is all on the way. You can get the show. We do the show live between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. We then take the show segments from each day and we repack it. So you can listen on Radio 434 live at radio434.com. You can also listen on the Alexa device simply by saying, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and she will. You can get the podcast. We take all the show segments from the live show. We repack it into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon. And you can get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can do it at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com, or you can even go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast. And you can watch our goofy asses. If you're listening and you didn't know this, you can watch our goofy asses on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. You can watch each segment. It's its own file. So if you click on the show open, and you're expecting it to just automatically go to the next segment and the next segment and the next segment, well, that's not exactly how we do it. It's each individual segment, and then just go to our Facebook page. You'll figure it out at the Mike Show VA. And that handle is good for all our social media, by the way. Instagram, YouTube, yes, of course the Facebook, MySpace, yeah, we're on MySpace, X, the Twitter, whatever the heck they're calling it these days. No, we're not on the TikTok. No, I said we're not on the TikTok. Okay, I need a young person to help us out. If we are going to get on the TikTok, which I personally do not want to have to navigate that noise, I'm perfectly fine. Our Facebook game is really strong. Okay, right? It's extremely strong. Our Instagram is getting better. But our Facebook game is really strong. I would totally botch the TikTok. We had an absolute blast. Jumping back to this weekend, the initial launch, the official grand opening weekend at the Vaughan. That place was packed out. The crowd was so incredible. It was probably the most diverse crowd, just a cross section of Lynchburg. Very, very cool. You had young folks coming to hang out and listen to the band and dance, and then you had older folks, middle-aged folks, and everybody just coming for dinner, bringing their 80-year-old mom for dinner and jamming out to the band. It's a dinner and a show kind of a place. Bands wrapped up like right around 10 o'clock or so. So it's not super, super late. The bands get started a little bit early, like around 7. So again, you can enjoy dinner and a show and have fun. And it was just such a nice atmosphere. The 21 tap beer wall. I had a comment from somebody who is very, very familiar with the technology. And they said that beer wall has never been running better than it is now. So so much has been sunk into this place, and I'm just blown away by how good everything was, and the weather was so nice on Saturday that we had to open up the garage door, one of the garage doors in the front, and we had so many people there that we needed to use the covered porch for folks, and it just worked out. It was a blast. So if you want to check out some of the photos and videos and things from that weekend, check out the Vaughan, the Vaughan Garage on social media, and you can check out the Mike Show page as well. All right, coming up, all the things that we talked about, that and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. Met some great people, by the way. Oh, my God, met some great people. Really, really just so thankful for this weekend. It was just a lot of fun. I know, I'm nostalgic for it. Well, speaking of nostalgia, let's talk about 2016. That is coming up right after this portion of our broadcast. Is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Now, millennials can show their kids what it was like when they grew up. Bring your family to Y2K land. Before you enter the park, you have to put on your skinny jeans and Crocs. Next, print out park directions on your MapQuest. Then get ready to take some ups and downs on the .com Bubble Buster. Or take a ride after you lose everything on the Pink Slip and Slide. Next, try your luck on My Space Mountain. If you can wait long enough for the dial-up tone, just beware of the millennial bug. And finally, make your way through the Hall of DVDs, where you never have to rewind. Y2K Land, just off Boy Band Boulevard and Destiny's Child Way.
Yep, the Mike Show. So people are nostalgic. They like retro. They like all that. But 2016? I mean, all right, I guess generationally, 2016 is as, I don't know, as obtuse as 2013, 2019. I mean, that whole period of time, I don't yearn for 2016. I mean, it's too close. It's only 10, what is it, 10 years ago? I'm thinking 20 or 30 years ago if I'm going to be nostalgic about something. But anyway, according to the TikTok, searches for 2016 surged by 452% in the last week. And more than 55 million videos have been created using 2016 filters. And stats from Spotify show a 71% increase in 2016 playlists. It's common for the old to become new again. Look at me! But usually, it's a longer generational cycle. There's no explanation for why. Why? Why 2016 is trending again? Maybe it's because of dinks like me talking about it on the radio. But some say Gen Zers are already down on 2026 and want a factory reset. You know, back to the simpler times of 2016. More optimistic, less divisive. Anyway, it isn't just a throwback fashion thing. It's also social media challenges like the mannequin challenge and Chewbacca mom, pop culture, music, and vibes. But there's more to it than just nostalgia. The thinking is that the internet is less fun now because there's so much brain rot. There's so much AI slop. I have been attempting to just unfollow crap that pops up and to, you know, sometimes block because I've been sucked in by certain videos or certain whatever, certain, and I have, I realize, like, you know, 45 minutes into it, I don't know, it's probably not that long, but I realize very, very quickly that this definitely is AI. And then another one pops up that looks convincing, and I'm like, nope, it's the exact same damn thing. It's more AI created nonsense. The picture, the one that did it for me was the video of a bridge collapsing with all these cars on it and all these cars crashing into the river, but then realizing not one thing was happening to the cars, and no one was attempting to stop or slow down their vehicle on the bridge. And I was like, I am just a dumbass for sitting here and watching this stupid crap over and over and over until my legs fall asleep on the toilet. Anyway, social media has become more curated and performative now. And everything feels less authentic and well, normal. Taking things back to when there was less junk online, not really, you know what I mean. And social media wasn't overloaded with intricately edited, promoted videos. But anyway, with that, that brings us to our top list. Gen Z is nostalgic for 2016. We've said that. And honestly, we don't blame them. To remind you of how much more innocent and carefree this country was just 10 years ago, we present today's list. It's our top list today. Top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. All right, here we go. Number one, is ChatGPT a robot from Star Wars? Top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. Who's the latest ex-boyfriend that Taylor Swift is whining about? Top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. Indiana University football sucks. Top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. If it wasn't for Alec, the Baldwin brothers would be a punchline. I want a marriage as strong as Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. Top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. I'm glad we're not one of those sad third world countries that has to deal with disease outbreaks all the time. Top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. David Letterman was great, but Stephen Colbert, he'll be on The Late Show forever. Top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. Will Bill Belichick ever lose? And top things a time traveler from 2016 would say. Wait, he got reelected? No. So the Mike Schultz, the Monday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. For the first time ever, last night's Golden Globe streamed on YouTube. It gave millions of Americans two ways not to watch. Today is Jeff Bezos' birthday. We were going to send him over one of those sexy strippergram girls, but he already married one. Apple will cut back on production of its VR headset. Probably a good thing, since the best maker of reality-changing goggles remains beer. And Marvel dropped a fourth trailer for Avengers Doomsday. I haven't seen this many trailers since I saw the parking lot of a Kid Rock concert. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, however. And we're so darned happy you could join us here on the this Monday edition, taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain. It is cold. Saturday night was great. I mean, we had the garage door open. We had we were partying out on the front porch, the covered porch. It was really, really nice. And it was nice. It was warm. It was comfortable. Now it's like bone chilling. Although I have to remember it is January. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Anywho's coming up. We are going to get smart. We can afford that. We've got your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can you can tell it back to anybody. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, we really don't want to. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. As part of David Hasselhoff's divorce settlement with Pamela Bach back in 2008, he retained ownership of the catchphrase, "Don't hassle the Hoff." Number 2. The song with the longest title ever on the Billboard Hot 100 chart was a disco medley from 1981. It was by a group called Stars on 45. The title was 218 characters long. Here's what it is. Medley. Intro. Venus. /sugar/slash/no reply/slash/I'll be back/slash/drive my car/slash/do you want to know a secret/slash/we can work it out/slash/I know I should have known better/slash/nowhere man/slash/you're gonna lose that girl/slash/stars on 45. Number 3. Despite the myths, your hair and fingernails don't keep growing after you die. Number 4. Animal life stops at 1.2 miles below the surface of the earth. Some worms actually live that low, but nothing lives lower than 1.2 miles below the surface. And number 5. Well, as far as you know... be something down there. And then number 5, Miracle on 34th Street was released in June of 1947. June. Even though it was a Christmas movie. Well, the head of the studio believed more people went to the movies during the summer, so that's why it was released in June. And those are your 5 random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
I mean, it totally would have worked today because we always do the Christmas in July thing, but I don't know if they were doing that back in 1947. Anywho's, it is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition coming up. We have sounds, and they got to go somewhere, so we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hey, gang, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. Anywho's, let's start directly with viral videos. Have you heard about the viral sushi push pop? No, not that it's it has a virus on it, or that it's bad for you.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Here's Jordan the Stallion trying them out for the first time on the TikTok.
Sushi push pops.
I found it. I got the sushi. All right, we pull this container out, and we literally pour a little bit of soy sauce. Okay, then we stick the bottom here, and we push up. This is the California roll.
I guess it's good. Let's see. What was some of the worst tech that came out of the CES 2026 this year? Worst in show. The awards track gadgets, by the way, that are invasive, wasteful, or fragile. Some of the products were an eye-tracking AI soulmate companion for combating loneliness, a musical lollipop, and a new AI feature for doorbell cameras. Here's Cassie Lawrence of Lollipop Star talking about the musical lollipop they invented.
So Lollipop Star is a lollipop where as you eat it, you start hearing the music and you enjoy music while you're enjoying the lollipop. It uses bone conduction technology. So from the back of your mouth, you'll start to feel the different vibrations that go up into your ear.
Uh-huh. That's who got paid to make that, and who the heck is buying that? I don't know. Anyway, let's see. Do we want to do any of the Golden Globe things? How about we do this? Let's do the big winners of the Golden Globe from motion picture categories. Last night was the 83rd annual Golden Globes.
Best performance by a female actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy.
Rose Byrne.
Best male actor in a motion picture, comedy, or musical.
Timothée Chalamet.
Best performance by a female actor in a motion picture, drama.
Jesse Buckley.
Best performance by a male actor in a motion picture, drama.
Wagner Moura.
Best picture, drama.
Hamnet.
Best motion picture, musical, or comedy. One Battle After Another.
Best director, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Okie dokie. Here's the winner's montage for television.
Best performance by a female actor in a musical or comedy.
Jean Smart.
Best performance by a male actor in a TV series, musical or comedy.
Seth Rogen.
Best television series, comedy.
The Studio.
Female actor in a TV series, drama.
Ray Seahorn.
Best performance by a male actor in a TV series, drama.
Noah Wiley.
Best television series, drama.
The Pick!
All right, there you go. Let's see. Do we have anything else, or are we going to a comedian? I think we're going to a comedian. Here's comedian Greg Rugel looking back at New Year's Eve. But first, his hair.
I got my hair cut for the show. Does it look all right? Thank you.
when they wash your hair at these places, can they do something to gauge the water temperature before they stick your head in the sink? And why am I the guinea pig on this? Is the water too hot for you? Nah, my legs always kick out like that. Thanks. Yeah, that's pretty hot. Is that Folgers? I was blessed with thick hair. It's in my genes. Both my father and my grandfather had full heads of hair when they died at 53 from massive heart attacks. Why do they say massive heart attacks? Are people having tiny heart attacks? Ah! Oh, no, it's just a tiny heart attack. I worry about my health. I used to smoke cigarettes. I quit on New Year's. Went to Times Square on New Year's. I'll never do that again. It's freezing outside. Watch my own ball drop at midnight.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Close it up. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. Yep. All right. A guy in Romulus, Michigan is facing charges after he allegedly fired a gun outside a middle school when they wouldn't let him pick up his son. Now, footage from the arraignment is going viral because, we'll get to that. Police say 44-year-old Sean Tees Gregory was standing a foot from the school when he fired multiple shots. They say he didn't shoot at the building, but the whole school went into an active shooter lockdown. His arraignment on Zoom last Thursday was bonkers because he refused to answer the judge's questions and wouldn't even state his name. He claimed they were wasting his time, and he plugged his ears with his fingers at one point. Now, he didn't say, la, 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 I can't hear you, but that was pretty much the vibe.
Sir, would you state your name for me, please?
No, goodbye. When you talk to you, put plan with me. Goodbye.
Mr. Gregory, would you state your name for the record, please?
Did you hear that?
I heard you, sir, but you state your name for the record, sir.
Don't play with me. Goodbye.
Mr. Gregory?
You open that door. I'm ready. It's dinner, sir.
Sir, this is Judge Martin. I'm trying to get you arraigned on this matter. Would you state your name for me, sir?
Wow. All right. So, as you could hear, the judge noted he's had issues in the past and that he'd kidnapped his son from school before. So it sounds like he isn't allowed to pick him up. The shooting happened around 9:50 in the morning. He's facing terrorism charges, plus more charges for carrying a concealed weapon, having a weapon in a school zone, and reckless use of a firearm. He's due back in court next Tuesday. Near the end of the hearing, he called the judge racist and told her to, quote, get a real job. Anyway. All right. And then there is this. A Nevada man is in some trouble after allegedly stealing a bulldozer, smashing it into a police cruiser, and trying to run over them. Here's some of the 911 call about the incident, along with the officer's body cam recordings.
So I have a guy trying to steal a bulldozer.
Hey, stop! Stop!
And he just destroyed the police car.
Wow. The man was hospitalized with 2 gunshot wounds, but is in good condition. No officers were hurt during the altercation. No word in that story whether I'm assuming that the police shot at him. But anyway, we don't have that story. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let's get some good news music here going. All right, a community in South Bend, Indiana, pitched in to buy a guy a new truck that he really needed. Mo Riles, that's the man's name. He had a 2000 Chevy Silverado, but it was so beat up, it went viral online. Photos went viral a few months ago, but instead of laughing, the owner of an auto detailing place launched a GoFundMe to get Mo a nicer ride. People donated over $25,000 to buy him a gently used 2019 Silverado. Here's the man that started the GoFundMe, Colin Crowell, and Mo talking about this amazing gift.
I just thought there's got to be something more to why this truck looks like this. I just put 2 and 2 together that this is this person's only means of transportation.
That's the part that knocked me over. Bam. Here's a human being seeing another human being struggle. And I'm like, wow. What did I do to deserve this? You know, this whole thing is not about me. It's about this community bonding together. God is good.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
For over 100 years, United Way of Central Virginia has been a leading advocate for our region. United Way envisions a future where every individual thrives, supported by a compassionate and unified community working together to create lasting positive change. United Way of Central Virginia partners with local nonprofits, and last year over 46,000 individuals were assisted by the United Way of Central Virginia programs. United Way of Central Virginia makes sure your dollars go to the most trusted and thoroughly vetted organizations and programs, creating the greatest impact in our community.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
I don't care. Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.